What's good, Podcast Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the AMG Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about, do we believe in the idea of smart? Like, can you actually be smart? Also, we'll be talking about personality versus looks. You feel me? I'm your host, AMG Float, aka ISO Float. Got my co-host with me, AMG Jew. Say what's up.
What's good? It's good. It's your boy Jew. Crying, say what's up, man.
Yo, what y'all? It's your boy AMG Chronicle, also known as Chronicle. Tell him what's up, John.
What's up, AMG Overdose? Let's go.
All right, bro. So first of all, we're going to be talking about, do we believe in being smart? Because me, I just want to get y'all take. Because me personally, I don't think being smart is a real thing. Like, we say that, but I don't think that one person, like, they'd be like, oh, teacher be like, oh, he's smart or something like. Not really. I don't really think that.
People are like, just really good at certain topics. I think that's what that is.
Exactly. That's my whole point, bro, right there. So let me hold on. Smart definition, bro.
How you feel, John? I see that face, man. What you thinking?
No, bro. I just want to hear everybody else's opinion first, bro.
Dude, what you think about it, bro? While Trey looking it up right now, bro.
And I feel like everybody's knowledgeable on, like, you know, different topics. So, I mean, I don't feel like one person is just way smarter than somebody else. They have just learned more about, like, certain topics than somebody else. Like, because, I mean,
exactly.
Then there's a difference. But, like, people say book smarts and street smarts. Like, book smarts, you just know school type of material because you're actually going over that. But if you know,
bro,
just like
up,
common.
Hold up, bro. Pause. You're getting too deep, bro. Like, getting people these definitions real quick. So, definition of smart, bro. Having or showing a quick-witted intelligence. So, with that being said, we need to go to intelligence, bro. So, intelligence, the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills. So anybody can acquire and apply knowledge and skills. So anybody is smart. So if everybody's smart, then, like, you think when they say smart, they be like, oh, he's smart. Like, it make it seem like it's a unique thing. Like Jew was saying before I cut him off, you want to go ahead and finish about what you were saying, bro? That's exactly how I feel, bro. But I'm going to tell y'all a metaphor after he get done of, like, to sum it all up, how I feel. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like when they say, like, well, you're more street smarts than, like, book smart. I mean, like, what's, okay, what is necessarily book smart, though? You know what I'm saying? That's just you.
Being able to regurgitate information. And what
that
is
you've already learned within a book.
Street smart, common sense. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I mean, street
okay,
smart.
So.
Yeah.
Well, it's more than that.
Okay.
But.
So look, bro, so like this, the way I think about being smart, the reason I say I don't believe in being smart is because, like, it seems like it's like, oh, you're smart. So in a classroom, that makes this person better than that person because they're smart. But I don't really feel like that. I think of it like a RPG. Like in an RPG, you have different classes. And then so you could be one class and you might have better stats in a certain category. But at the same time, everybody's stats, like, it balance out to a certain number, whether it be like 100 or 200, so on and so forth. You might have it, you might place your attributes in a different, you know what I'm saying, different category than somebody else, but at the same time, y'all numbers gonna equal out in the end, you feel me? So while you might be smart in the classroom, somebody else might be a genius mechanic or a genius chef, you feel me? Like, whatever you apply yourself to, like, you know stuff about that subject, so that's where you putting your attributes at, you feel me? So everybody might, like, the classroom, that might not be for everybody. Some people might have a short attention span, or maybe the stuff they talking about, they just can't focus on it because they really just can't get into that, like math, science, like maybe they can't do that. But if you talk to them about, like I said, cooking or something, maybe they just soaking all that up. That's why I don't believe in being smart. Like, I feel like everybody good at something, you just gotta figure out what it is that you're good at. And then with that too, bro, because it's like, like in English, you talk about logos, pathos, ethos. Like you got different things that make something like you, you know what I'm saying? You got the emotions, you got the logic, you got the facts. We gave you the facts with the definition. Like logically, like examples of me, like, so when I'm in school, bro, all right, who we got? Give me three female names.
Rebecca.
Jennifer.
All right. You want to give me one now?
Nail. What? Come on, bro. You got to be on it, bro.
Shit, y'all thought of that shit on the fly. I wasn't thinking that damn fail.
Ashley, Rebecca, Jennifer, and Ashley. Rebecca, go, Jennifer, Ashley, and Ashley.
Ashley.
All right, bro. So when I was in school, bro, like, so, like, bro, the way that we generally talk about being smart, I was smart. But at the same time, I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be like valedictorian or nothing like that. I just doing enough to get by. I'm just chilling. Like, I just wanted to do my work and then go home or whatever, or go to basketball practice, whatever. It ain't no big deal. I'm just doing enough to get by. I ain't even doing homework and stuff like that. I ain't studying, nothing like that. But like different teachers, like they see your potential and stuff. They like, oh, you gonna be valedictorian, da, da, da. And then like, so, like your teachers, like they might see potential or whatever. They might think like so-and-so gonna be valedictorian. Like they starting to see this stuff as you going on, like you getting on up in grades, like 10, 11, and all that stuff. Like I had classes with like different people. Like when you in my in 2016 class with my high school, there was like people that you would think of when you think of valedictorian, who you think it was gonna be. So Rebecca, Sally, y'all say Rebecca, Jennifer, Ashley. So them. And then I would say me, we in there. So me, you can cancel, like as it's going on, you can cancel me out because I'm not trying. Like I'm smart in the way that you say smart or whatever, but I'm not trying. I'm not studying or whatever. So say I'm in a class with Sally. We had this computer class. So you have to make, we have the, all these little tests that we take every day. So the teacher say, you take these tests, you pass with an 85. After you, if you get an 85, like you can retake it as many times as you want and keep getting a different grade. So, but after you pass and get an 85, you can play games on a computer. So everybody passing that bit playing games. Okay. So Sally in that bit, she get an 85. She not playing games. She retaking that bit till she get 100. So you feel me? So like she might not necessarily just be like actually just picking up like me. I can just get the, like they can be given a lecture. And I don't even need to study just from the lecture. I know enough to pass the test. But you know what I'm saying? She, Sally, she actually got to study and work hard for it. So she really wanted. So like, I ain't want it like that. So obviously I'm not going to be valedictorian, but she wanted, you know what I'm saying? She working hard. And then, so we got Rebecca. She like a dark horse. So she come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like she's the type of person, like you say, you got book sense, but no common sense. Cause I had a class with her, bro. She used to say some stuff like, I'm like, wow. And then there was another girl. She like a mix, you know what I'm saying? She like smart, but she studied too. But we'll say that Jennifer. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, the girl that didn't have no common sense, she ended up being a valedictorian. And nobody expected it. Crazy, but you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't believe in being smart, though.
That's the reason?
I'm just saying, like, like I said, I feel like you get out what you put in. And, like, people, like, just be honest, like, most depending kids, they don't even in. Want. Would, like, I, would, like would most people don't even want to be in school, though. Like, did you really want to be in school? Like, aside from, like, your extracurricular activities or seeing your friends, did you really want to come to school? Like, was you like, I really want to go in there and I really want to do this classwork and take these tests? I'm finna mess these tests up. I'm finna get all the grades. You ain't like wish, that.
I wish you would, lie, John.
What you talking about?
Did you actually want to be at school, bro?
Nah, not
okay.
Really.
Okay.
You thought, you I thought school, he was gonna say, hey, bro, I love school, bro. I was waiting on it, bro.
I thought he was gonna cap, bro. I was gonna get on his ass.
I was just gonna reach over here, bro, do a whole stretch.
That you're gonna try to be a troll, man. I'm about to say, I know for damn sure you do not want to be at school.
The way that man left the school, bro, after he quit football, you knew, bro. You
bro,
knew,
you know how many days that man just skipped school so he can go be with his girl, bro? Like,
Wait, what?
John. It was plenty of days.
Skip.
Or you would come late, or you would leave early, whatever.
I show Skip sometimes, bro. Exactly. I forgot about them.
Exactly. Don't do that.
I forgot about them, bro.
You skip, saying you skip some days.
I show live. I got suspended for that, bro.
Exactly.
They was calling like me on the intercom. Much. They were like, "Bro, where that nigga at, bro? We know he, you know, we know that nigga here, bro." Nah,
exactly. Gone, bro.
Ain't no way. That boy was committed, boy.
I didn't know they was gonna make a big deal, bro. I swear I did.
You were skipping like one class or all your classes?
Like it was like the last two classes. I left early, bro. Went to go chill at the department.
Nah, not Pale.
Well, Pale. Pale and French fry.
That boy out there, but yeah, bro. Everybody got different things they're good at, so. I ain't gonna just be like, damn, bro. He's smarter than me. It's obviously something that I'm better than him at.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I've never been in class with somebody and been like, this person is smarter than me. I don't think it's anybody in the world that's smarter than me. Like I said, I don't believe in being smart. I just think, like, they like this certain thing more and they know more about it. Like, if I wanted to just read up on that subject, I could catch up to them. If I wanted to, I just choose not to. Or I might be more knowledgeable in a subject than them. If they want to catch up to me, they could, but they choose not to. That's just the way I look at it. That's why I say I don't believe in being smart.
That's the whole point, is just like, knowledge is power. That's basically what y'all are saying. Knowledge, once you know something, you know it.
Yeah, and it's damn sure ain't going nowhere.
Well, that's cap. Memory is a bitch, bro.
Oh, maybe yours.
Nah, for real. No, memory is bad.
You can retrieve certain things, though.
You can, but for the most part, it's not as entirely accurate as people think it is.
Yeah, true.
Although that may be true, but there's certain things that people dare not to forget. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you're really passionate about something, you know what I'm saying? Hey. And then, like, in psychology, you learn about, like, your memory. It's like a pathway. At first, it might be like some grass, but the more people walk, you form that path, it's easier to find that route again. Like, the more ways you have to remember something, the easier it is to retrieve that information from your brain.
Yeah. My bad, bro. I was going to say, bro, sometimes some of this shit you can really learn just by life, just going through the motion. You don't really need these words. Like, sometimes school don't really be teaching you shit.
Boy, they don't be teaching you the stuff that you need to know. Like, you need to know how to survive. Exactly. They don't even be teaching you, like, the little small
stuff. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I think school a waste of time.
I don't need school. School need me. Facts.
No, like, I think, like, especially, like, elementary through high school, they really like overrated babysitters. And then once you get to college, like freshman and sophomore year, that's a waste of time too. Like, I feel like you should just be able to go straight into your major.
Immediately. Yeah, that shit's stupid.
Immediately.
That shit is 2 whole years.
Wasted.
I think degrees really overrated, bro.
Like, that's true. So it's about experience.
Like, you can get a job outside of your field. And, like, it could be somebody that's already been in that field longer than you. And just because you have a degree and they don't, you could be positioned higher than them. And you have no knowledge about that field. That's crazy.
That's true.
And you might be terrible, but just because you got a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Or, look at us.
This looks bad.
What's the joke, bro?
I'm just saying, look at us. I mean, I ain't trying to go too deep into that, but as far as the job field, if you just look at us, then you would obviously know what I'm talking about.
But yeah.
Apply yourself where you need to apply. And As long as you always enjoying yourself, there's going to always be others that enjoy it too. So you'll be able to connect with other people in that same field. So don't go into this world thinking smarter than that person or I'm better than this person. There's going to always be someone better than you, but apply yourself where you need to apply in order to succeed, bro.
So there's going to be somebody better than you. So there's going to be somebody taller than you. Like, all that, bro. Yeah. You just got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's good at something, bro. And
everybody good. I can hear this man now, bro. He going to clip it, bro. you want the print, bro?
But like everybody good at something, bro. Just find you. I mean, that don't mean that somebody else is smarter than you just because they're like a brain surgeon, but you're a mechanic. I mean, that is just what you're good at. That is what they're good at. I mean, like, that's cool. We all have like our own lane. I mean, that's cool. We all got certain things, bro, that we're good at. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you good at being a hater. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even dare try to be as good at hating as him. He's unparalleled. And you got your hand, you know what I'm saying, your fist on your mouth. Like, don't even try to cap like you ain't no hater, bro. Like, when I was giving the story, you was faking like you was asleep, bro. I don't appreciate that, bro.
Also. Since we on the topic of people being better, don't look at other people and compare yourself. When you start comparing, you start discouraging yourself. You gotta set your goals, your way of life and your purpose. You gotta find your way. You can't be on social media scrolling up and down and then seeing people do this or seeing people do that, and then, you know, you're not gonna have no motivation. You gotta find your purpose in this world, and figure out what's the best course of action. Apply yourself where it need to be applied.
And achieve your goals at your time, at your pace. Don't be like,
people don't need to be so hard on themselves.
Yes.
To do it at a certain time. For sure.
Yes.
Pump the brakes. You know what I'm saying? Pump the brakes. Use them hoes there for a reason, bro. Rethink a lot of things. Control your emotions and focus on you. When you look at yourself in the mirror, ain't nobody else there but you. So
patience
is a virtue.
Yeah. We already said this before. Well, I said it before on previous one. You know, I was like, yeah, just progress, you know what I'm saying? Just keep progressing and move forward. Cause like, comparison, that'll hurt you. And then when you set goals, like, it's good to set goals, but at the same time, if you set a goal and you like, I got to do this by this set date,
yeah,
it might not always happen like that. You don't know what God got in store for you.
God laughed at us when we make plans.
I was just finna say that, bro.
You know how I go, man. You know how great mind think alike.
Oh, man. And that's true, though. Like, your specific plans will never match up to what God has planned for you. So it's like, what you making plans for? Do everything just at your own pace. It will all fall in. It'll all work itself out. Just like it's good to, like, you know, set goals personally, but it's just like, don't just be hard on yourself. Like, if you don't just like do this by this time.
Do y'all think that's the it's hard for older generations to do that? Of African American?
To do what?
To go at their own pace like that.
Some of the ones that are older than us?
Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't necessarily think it's like an age thing. I think it's just like each individual person, you know what I'm saying?
Or the household. Household can play a big role in that. Because you might have a mom that's just a whole asshole, your dad an asshole, you can't stand to be in that household, so you got no choice but to push it. You feel me? So, or...
Yeah, that's true.
or just, you know, life
that's itself. Still individual though, like just older people in general. I don't think like they might struggle with it more than us because they older. I think it's just an individual thing. And like Neil was talking about, like just situational stuff could, you know what I'm saying, make a difference.
Oh.
Like you was talking about, like as far as setting goals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like just situational things could be making it more difficult. Like you might have, like you could have parents that's older and they want you to have kids, you know what I'm saying? Like they want grandkids before they die. So it could be pressure, whereas somebody else might not have that pressure.
Yeah.
So they might not be thinking about it.
One dude might got that car that they always wanted because their parents, you know, very lenient on the idea of not kicking their kids out at an early age, like 18. But you got this other person that's kicked out, got like two jobs in college and, you know, behind on shit like a motherfucker, you know what I mean?
That's true. Oh, bro. Side note, bro. The girl I was talking about, that one valedictorian, bro. Tell me why in her graduation speech, bro, her valedictorian speech, bro, she said, now, we graduated class of 2016, right, bro? So this was before the election, bro. She said, let's make America great again, bro. In her speech, bro. That stuff was crazy, bro.
Wow.
That's weird. I guess.
But I got a question, though, bro.
What's up?
Just a segue. When it comes to being with somebody long term, what is actually more important, looks or personality, and why? Why y'all feel like that?
Looks, because I'm shallow.
Like, does that sound about right? Sound about right? Neil, what was your name, bro?
Man, if I had to choose, it'd probably be personality, but I'd rather have both. Like, both of them gotta coexist, bro.
It gotta be split, cuz. They, I both mean, 50-50, I'm gonna need a little bit of both of them, goddamn.
I need some peanut butter, I need some jelly. Them bitches gotta
smash. In a perfect world. And a
hold on, then it ready.
Cause this man just gave a metaphor that's helping you out, Ju, with what you're saying, bro. Cause y'all saying 50-50. For the sake of the discussion, you have to pick one. And just like you said, you want peanut butter and jelly, but you like one more than the other one, even if it's just a little bit.
Personality.
Uh-huh.
Like I prefer jelly over peanut butter.
Yeah, it's like in the perfect world, you would want 50-50 for sure. You would want
both my
to look amazing and your personality amazing, but it's like that. I mean, that's not always the case. It's like, I know y'all have met beautiful women. But it's like, in here, it's nothing. Like, they're just the slowest people. They're just completely slow. Not smart. Don't even think about anything. They're just pretty. All they got going for them, just be pretty.
Because he's saying we done met people like that. I'm like, this nigga really met some folks like this, bro.
Y'all ain't met, I done
met some.
Yeah. So it's like, dang, you look good, but I mean, that's all you got going.
Yeah, it'd be like
and I'm, and I mean, and I mean, so I've met average looking girls. You know what I'm saying? They got so much personality.
I'm trying
head on straight. They know what they doing. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say, Trey?
I'm trying to think though, bro. Have I actually interacted with a female that was just fine, but she was an airhead? I don't think I have.
I have. That shit crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't want that. Like, of course you're beautiful.
Yeah, niggas do the same bullshit too.
But we all like women right here, so we're talking about women. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about dudes. What's wrong with this guy?
I feel like, I don't know. I think everybody got some personality. I feel like it's just different people. Like she might be for somebody. Like her personality might match up well with somebody else. Like they might connect well better with her than you would. Like, you feel me? Cause like it was this girl a while back that I was talking to. She was fine as hell. I was trying to talk to her, but the vibe wasn't there, so we, you know, stopped talking, bro. But like, she ended up talking to somebody else that I knew or whatever, and they ended up dating. So I don't think that she just didn't have no personality. I think we just didn't match up well.
That goes, hey, listen, bro, we some fucking gurus out here, bro, but everybody's meant for somebody. No lie. I think everybody can agree to that. Like, that person originally that you was trying to holler at, it didn't work out. It wasn't meant for that or meant for you. But later on line,
she was bad as hell too, bro.
Ooh, he's obviously made for somebody else. So obviously if her personality ain't up to my par, obviously her personality is up to somebody else's par. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Somebody what y'all feel about arranged marriages, bro? Like, what if you was in an arranged marriage, bro?
I feel like that's the dumbest shit, bro.
That's throughout history, that's been the most dominant form of marriage.
Enlighten me on this.
Arranged marriage, bro.
What you mean now?
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is?
You said you don't know what they. Okay, bro. So it's like this. In the old days, bro, like, it'll be like wealthy people. So in order to keep their wealth, or in order for them to have more assets or more wealth, they would marry.
Whoa.
Yeah, they would have like their son marry another wealthy person's daughter.
A setup.
You know what I'm saying? And they would like come together.
But it's not just that. It's also, you know, in religion, like in certain religions, they do that.
Yeah, basically a setup.
A setup, man.
But the two people getting married, they have no choice in the matter. Like, it's whoever, so your parents, whatever pick, that's who you marrying. So it's like, you don't got no choice.
To talk to my parents, bro. I'm be like, look, bro.
Like,
that really got me fucked up.
I feel like it would be terrible to be in that situation, but at the same time, like, not saying like condoning it or anything, but I feel like it wouldn't be completely impossible to end up loving that person. Cause I mean, we supposed to love our neighbors anyway, so you feel me? And I feel like I can get along with just about anybody.
They say you can grow in love, though.
That's true too. You like, can grow out of love too, but yeah.
Just like, I mean, but they're gonna just be pissed off in the moment. They gonna, man, what the fuck, bro? Like, I ain't picked it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
cause you know what I'm saying. Like, if you just mad about it, like once again, not condoning it, I wouldn't want this or wish it on anybody. But if you was in that situation, like, if you just mad about it, that's just making the situation worse. If you actually just try to look on the bright side, like, you're going to be around this person, like, eventually y'all get to know each other, and then y'all could, like, bond over the situation because y'all both going through it. Nobody know what y'all going through but each other. Like, y'all know exactly what the other one going through because y'all in the same situation. So, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, worst case, like, what if you arrange to marry somebody that looks like, I mean, that is like built like James, and she has a personality of a duck? You know what I'm like, I cannot grow to love you. Like, I don't even want to touch you. So it's like, nah, bro.
I feel like it'll be bad if I had to marry someone and then they did like pet peeves that I don't like, bro. And I was like, bro, see, look, now I done got this person who do the stuff that I don't already fucking
and then
like.
And then you continuously just gotta keep telling that person years and shit.
On me, like, if they get an allowance and then I lie like they don't get an allowance, bro.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
I gotta chill.
Bugging.
Like,
we could segue into pet peeves, bro.
Y'all was done with this already? I didn't think we really got into
it. We ain't really get into the meat and potatoes.
like I said, bro, looks, I'm choosing looks over personality. The reason why, because I'm shallow. You feel me? Like, I don't care. Personality can be bland. I don't care. As long as you look good. You feel me? I don't care.
I'm all right. I'm all right. Man, it's like...
Are you for real, bro?
No, he don't. No, he not at all. But, bro, it's what's like... What's the answer, bro? I won't... You can give me a good 75-25. It ain't even got to be 50-50. 75 personality, 25 looks to where you're not ugly at all. I mean, but it's like, you ain't got to be drop dead just super, super gorgeous. So if I just can't do 50-50, like if that's just physically not possible, you can give me 75-25. I'm perfect. Give me a smart girl, fucking head on her shoulders, know what she want. Think for herself. She got a brain on her own. I mean, and then you are, hey bro, cute. I'm perfect. Like, it's great.
60-40, bro. 60%.
Hey bro, let me ask y'all a question, though. Y'all, like, seriously think about this. Don't automatically be like, oh, personality. Don't do that. Like, I was joking before, but I'm going to think about it, bro. Low-key, bro. Like, think about it, bro. I think looks might actually be more important because it's like, sure, you want personality and you want to say that's more important because, like, that's like the thing, like, you don't want to be shallow or whatever, but like, just think about it. Looks, like, that's like a baseline. Like, there's a certain, like, I'm not gonna
date. That's what make you want to talk to somebody, just based on how it looks.
Exactly. That's what make you want. Like, I would never date a 5. Like, you got to be a 6 or higher for me to even day two. Like, I might talk to somebody, Lord, but if you're not a 6 or above, I'm not even going to date you. So, I don't know. Look, this might be more important, bro, if you think about it, bro. Because, like, that's the baseline. Like if you were a 6, like, if you're not a 6, like, we ain't even got to get into the personality. I'm going to find another 6. And then the personality is just extra because I'll find a 6 or higher. Do she got personality? No. All right, find another 6 or higher. Eventually, you're going to find a 6 or higher that got the personality. You feel me? And you putting this cap in the screen, bro. Like, I'm speaking real facts, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. So y'all disagree with what I'm saying, bro.
That man said...
It's probably a part that you had capped on.
Yeah, it's a part.
Man, I wasn't even no 5, man.
He was talking about when he was talking about going through them females. Like, he ain't finna be going through these females. Like,
she is 6 or high.
Bro,
okay.
No. Y'all not listening, bro. I promise you. Y'all get on my nerves when y'all do that. Because on God, I didn't cap. What did I say? I said I would not date anybody that's lower than a 6. I could talk to you, but I'm not going to date anybody lower than a 6. I ain't cap.
Hey, but for real though, so y'all had never talked to a girl who y'all at first y'all didn't really want to talk to them, but then over a course of time, hey, she kind of grew on me. Like, no,
yeah, she growing, yeah, for sure.
And I'd be like, hold on, all right, she actually look pretty good, you know, she looked
for sure,
you know what I'm saying,
for sure,
nope, never happened,
for sure, yeah, for sure, uh huh, most definitely,
never ain't happened to you, bro, you ain't, nah.
Haven't
been
before.
I thought that's common though.
I mean, that is common because think about it. I mean, before I met all y'all, I mean, we had to. I fuck with bro. You know what I'm saying? After a short span of time.
I'm talking about girls, dude.
But I'm just saying, like, just in general, okay. Like, that's just how the world works. Over time,
y'all know what that man talk about, bro.
Over time, if you talk to a person, you know, you're gonna find something that y'all are attracted to at the same time. Like, so after like fucking what, 2 months of talking, you know, not just on the phone, but just y'all see each other or y'all in school and y'all taking the same class and then y'all got the same projects, y'all just always interacting. Eventually, y'all gonna be like,
y'all spending time together, y'all talking,
I fuck with you, bro.
Likes, dislikes, and then you like, oh dang, so She pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the way she think. And then
Trey said he don't fuck with that shit, bro.
And time go on.
Yeah, don't fuck with that shit.
I just said it never happened to me. I'm like, it can.
Then time go on, and then you like, well, she's kind of cute, though. You know what I'm saying? She do kind of look a little. I mean, that's how it go. You know what I'm saying? Fuck this shit, man.
Nah, bro, like, it can happen. Like, a person can grow on you, but even if a person that grew on me, I still didn't just end up dating that person. Like, it might be like, oh, I liked the person more than I thought, but we still didn't end up dating.
I feel that.
So he gonna have to.
And but y'all never said it. So y'all disagree or agree with what I said, bro?
About the looks?
Bro, the looks is a baseline, bro. Like,
that's what attracted to somebody. Yeah, for sure.
So you agree?
It can usually be the baseline, yeah.
But what I'm saying, I think it
happen all the time.
I think what we're saying is like, you know.
So you would date a five?
I mean,
had to be.
I feel like the scenario go like this. We walk in the store, and Shawty bad as hell. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? We pull up, you know what I'm saying? We talking. Then after a while, you know what I'm saying? You peeping, you just hearing a lot of shit that don't make sense. You know, personality, bro. So if it don't click personality, bro, you just got, hey, all right, bro. You look good.
Trey, I got a question, bro.
Would y'all date a five, though? Answer your question.
Nah, I mean.
It depends on what your five is. You feel me?
Yeah, true. Because.
My five is Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah, she a hard
five.
Hey,
you got me.
But like. But like. With my scale, with me, I think I'm like a hard 7-8. So it's like, I'm not even at a 5 if I feel like I'm a hard 7-8. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean.
Are you getting your cap, Trey?
I'm a day.
Get that cap.
Woo! Boy, that was a strong ass cap. But
hold up, so y'all niggas judging me, bro?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Hey, look.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm still a man, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, my scale, that's what I think that I am. I mean, unless y'all got opinions on me that's kind of homosexual. I mean, well, like, come on, bro. You know what
I mean? Hey, Neil, we ain't finna say shit, bro. Hold on.
Exactly, bro. I ain't just.
If we can be real, I look better than all y'all in here. So that's what we not gonna do.
Get a full-fledged view of that shit. I want y'all to hear this.
Hey, Neil. Hey, Neil. Ain't you the person that said all your niggas look good, though, bro?
All my niggas look good, bro.
But now I'm capping. Come on, man. Make your mind.
What you're doing.
You can cap for too much.
I don't even know what you talking about. How we get to this nigga being?
Because you're not listening.
We was talking about females, bro. Why didn't
y'all not
about
listening?
Men?
Y'all ain't listening. Y'all heard me say one sentence and y'all just started going crazy.
Yeah, you said it depends on your scale.
Shut the fuck up and listen.
You said it depends on your scale.
Trolling. I'm being real. You see, you can't listen while you're speaking. God gave you two ears, one mouth for a reason. But you gotta listen. You know what I'm saying?
So you're not self-aware.
My words, no. I'm very self-aware. My words were, my scale, I'm a hard 7-8. My scale, I'm a hard 7-8. So I'm not gonna date a 5 if I feel like I'm a 7 or 8. I mean, that's how it is. If you think you a 6, are you finna date a 3? That's what I'm saying. Like, and I mean, that is my opinion. I mean, if y'all got different opinions, that's y'all judging a dude. I mean, but
so
then again, that's on y'all.
So you would date a 6.
The word just came out of my mouth where I feel like I'm a hard 7-8. So I'm not finna date a 5. I mean, the 6, probably like a 6.8, 7 cool. A 7, yeah, for sure.
That's where I'm my scale. Because if you say you
got
7
a question.
Or 8.
I'm sorry.
If I think of myself as a 6, then I can't date no lower than a 6. Juju. So if you a 7 or 8, how you can date lower than a 7 or 8?
What's your X rating, bro?
Oh. She about. Bro, I don't want to put. Okay. Okay. She probably six. Probably six.
Probably I'm trying six. To think of a 5 that we all know, bro.
But then it's like.
Okay. I just want to know.
But I mean, like, I would have 6, but it's just like if I just really fuck with, like, if I just really fuck with personality, then I mean, yes, I would date you for sure. But I mean, those coincide. So
she cool for though. She cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
she cool for
man. I'm trying to think of a 5 we all know.
8. Now.
Push that bit on back, bro. I don't know how we just connected just like that, bro, but push that bit on back, bro.
Okay, go so ahead. If we thinking that, what we was talking about earlier about the... Oh, I said, okay, so with that being said, what y'all just connected on, would y'all date a 5?
No.
Okay then, bro.
Whoa! So you... what you doing there, bro?
I wouldn't date, bro. I was thinking about something else for a second. My bad, guys.
Okay, so now that we're all clear that we would not date a 5, so looks is a baseline. So she has to be a 6 for you to even date her. Therefore, looks is kind of more important.
Let me ask you a question, John.
I don't know, bro.
Let me ask you a question, John.
Because if she not, like, you looking for the looks first.
What are you rating yourself 1 out of 10?
What am I rating myself?
1 out of 10.
The only reason I picked this is because, first off, I've gotten this rating a lot, like, growing up. So I would say an 8, bro. I actually think I'm an 8, bro. Actually, I'm going to say an 8.5.
Nail, what you rating yourself 1 out of 10?
Strong 8.
So I get the cap for saying that I'm a hard 7-8, but y'all just said the same exact thing.
Cause you know what I'm saying?
And I look better than both of y'all. Like, come on, man.
That's where the cap come in, bro.
Like, come on, man. What?
Hey, all y'all niggas funny, no cap, bro.
I look better than both y'all niggas.
But hey. Like Trey said, bro, like real shit.
But that's what I want you to think, though.
Yeah, for yourself, for sure. But
real shit, myself, though, for the people that's like, and everything. Shit.
For y'all look, people ahead, that's dude. Going like, you know what I'm saying, going off what we're talking about, personality versus look, we talking about just personal preference after we get to know the person. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. But the baseline what Trey is talking about, he's talking about like when you see a person. If she butt ass ugly, you obviously gonna walk the other way. So that's what he mean by baseline. So like,
do y'all think a girl body can make her rating go up?
But hey, yes. For certain people, yeah.
I really want to know that. I ain't gonna even cap. That's a yes for me. I already know it's a yes
for me. Yeah, for sure.
A girl body is her whole rating. You can't rate based on personality.
I just wanna know
if you don't know.
I just wanna
know.
That boy, once you get
to the personality, because, that's extra points.
Boy, I can see
you can't get can personality move up to a 6
real quick. 7.
God damn.
She can move, boy. I'd be like, uh-uh.
You thought you was a 3, baby.
Mm-mm. I thought you was.
So you talking about naked? That's what you talking about?
No, I'm talking, that too. We can really put that in there too. That too.
Because I'm confused. The body is the whole rating.
I meant her body too. I thought you were just talking about like her face and then her personality.
No personality. The face is included with the body, bro. Like fate. Okay, when I'm thinking about rating a girl, I'm thinking face, ass, titties. You can't include the personality in that because you don't know the girl yet.
Do you eventually start going to the small shit? Like feet, hands, stuff like that.
Did that man just say feet and hands?
Like the whole thing. Like, no,
listen, bro.
I'll be like, damn.
First, automatically, like if I just bet you, I'm not really just paying attention to that. But if we just get to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, bro. If you got some all right face, you got some ass, some titties. I'm not worried about your feet and your hand. We can get you a pedicure, man. Can we take that?
That's what I'm laughing at, there. That's what I'm laughing at, bro.
What y'all laughing at, bro?
Look in the group message, bro. Oh, huh? Shit. The group message. Bro, I'm a fool, bro. All right, my bad. Continue, bro.
But what you say about socks, bro?
No, he's talking about feet.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to put the vines up.
Josh said something about socks.
Yeah, you talking about the feet. You know, them bitches ugly.
Like, I ain't gonna cap, bro. Anything that you can do something about, I ain't really tripping off of that, bro. We'll take care of that, bro.
Alright, well, if things had to go in order, if it wasn't personality versus looks, it's in order, it's looks and personality. We want to be frank.
But at the end of the day, the most important thing is going to eventually be personality, bro.
Of course, that's, you know.
As far as you really committing to somebody for, like, a long-ass time.
But you ain't going to commit to nobody until you approach that person. So, obviously.
Yeah, you're right, bro. You're right. Personality, if we're talking about long-term personality, more important, yeah. You're going to come for the looks and you stay for the personality.
Hey, but look, if you trying to fuck, though.
All right, dog. Yeah.
It's only them looks, bro. Well, nah, not all the time.
What?
Not all the time.
What?
Because niggas what? Be. They don't give a fuck about looks, bro. It'll be some nasty girls pregnant.
He said niggas, he really meant himself, bro. Niggas don't care about looks. You don't care about looks. That's you, bro. Man, she got some big titties. You
if that's the case, I want to see her titties, bro. That's it.
That man going through, bro. That man going through.
When it comes to popping some pussy, you feel me? I ain't worried about what you look like. It come through, pop that thing. You feel me?
I don't know, bro.
It is. It's a limit
for me. Yeah,
I ain't got.
You have to look so type of.
You gotta look good. I ain't got. Gotta look good, man.
It'd be rare to come across a girl that's just that ugly.
I mean, yeah. When we was walking through,
Nail.
Oh, 48. But when we was walking through, where was that? The damn
the outlet.
Yeah, outlet. I mean, John had a 3 and a 2. Holla at him, shit. So
that man had a 3 and a 2.
You gonna track yourself, huh?
I ain't say all that.
So they ain't have no good features.
None.
They ain't have no good features.
Flat in the back. I'm talking about flapjacks. You feel me?
They had some big titties, though. Blood, the mama did. Breasts. The mama had some big titties, bro.
But she ain't had no booty.
She ain't had no
ass. And no face.
None, bro. She sounded like a whole man when she was hollering at him, bro.
That's
tough. That boy got the phone number, too. Not surprised, bro.
That man said, got the phone number.
Oh, no.
That nigga be lying.
But, yeah, bro, so you know what I'm saying. Y'all in a relationship. And she ugly. I need to leave right now, bro. Right the fuck now, bro. Nah, but enjoy yourself.
Yeah, bro. If she in another state, bro.
If she in another state, talk to her, send her cash if she need to, bro. Anything for her to get through, bro. Y'all niggas tweaking. I ain't trying to hear none of that bull crap, bro. Like, do what you got to do. If your girl in another state, bro, go after your girl, bro. If she need anything she need, literally anything she need, money, like a ride, a car, anything, let anything get her whatever she need, okay? If you need damn sugar daddy, give her cash when she need to, $200, $300 per week, do what you got to do. Bro, do what you, like, do it, man. I'm serious, do it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, out here giving $200, $300 a week, bro, to random.
If she need lunch, and, buy her lunch every day.
And they don't
send her
smash.
$11 for lunch every day. Bro.
And they don't smash.
Some of these niggas, they might jump up. They might be like, well, good, shorty, you said no to the first out? $400, $500.
Hey,
look, they like this.
No! And the thing is, man, look, don't let nothing stop you. If somebody else trying to talk to her, bro, throw that nigga under the bus. Like, say what you gotta say. Like, bro, I'm not joking. Throw that nigga up under the bus. Somebody else trying to holler at her. Oh, so someone's trying to talk to you, man. I heard this about that nigga. Throw that nigga right up under the bus so you can slide
man,
on.
You gotta do what you gotta do, bro. You was trying to talk to her first. He came along.
Exactly.
Bro, you gotta,
it's only right. It's only right.
I'm not doing that,
bro.
Yeah, you ain't doing that.
I'm not throwing nobody under the bus, bro.
It's only right. Hey, even if you cool with them,
especially if you cool.
Finders
with
keepers,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Finders keepers. I was here first. Like, you know, Christopher Columbus. Like, oh, if you find
shit.
This land first,
that
I mean, that don't mean
like
nothing.
Crazy ass nigga shit though.
That would sound like though.
Should have said I'm Ray J. Shit.
You hating?
I had it.
That would sound like, don't it, John?
What the
let me put my shade back on, man. Put my shade back on.
What it sound man. Like, John?
It sound like some hating ass nigga shit, bro.
So you wouldn't do that, John?
I ain't throwing nobody. For what?
For a girl.
No, I'm not doing that, bro.
For the beaches.
Yeah, bro.
For what?
You gotta throw him.
If that's
the
case, I'd rather just let her go. Cause if that's what she gonna like go after and pursue, fuck out of here.
No, nigga.
You gotta throw him under the bus for
you ain't
so
got no
you can
drive.
Try to get with her. And then even if you throw him under the bus and it don't work, you just gotta pretend like you never did it.
That's what I'm saying. Finally, somebody get it, bro. That nigga John tweaking. John, you ain't got no drive, bro. When you want something, you go after it and you get it by any means possible.
That don't mean you still can't go get it.
Nah, bro. Look, but if this nigga, but if she looking at him and he looking at her, then you like, oh damn, what can I do?
So you be having females look at other girls? Other dudes, bro.
What?
He said if she looking at him.
And he looking at her, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to talk to her, but she's trying to talk to him.
You got to get that nigga out the picture.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I'm a cheetah to a gazelle.
If he calls somebody else bae,
hey, bro, you going to have to pick.
If he calls somebody else bae, let her know. You know what I'm saying? So
no,
she can
bro.
Be deterred.
Nah, bro. It ain't about picking. She done already chose, but you going to change her decision.
You got to, bro. You got to, bro.
You come to your own decision.
And then look, hey, last resort. If all that don't work, bro, all that don't work, bro. That too, but you try with her one more time. You send unsolicited dick pics, bro, with your shoes on, dog. That's what you gotta. I'm putting y'all on game, bro. I can't do no more than this.
Bro, what is going on tonight?
John,
I usually don't agree with you, but he's speaking facts right now. You see?
Neil, am I wrong?
With nothing but shoes on and a chain, bro.
Am I wrong, Neil?
Hey, if it get the job done.
You got to be standing in a chair, shoes on, chain, nothing else, send a dick pic. Worst
you
got to
do that. And if that don't work, let it be.
Oh,
find somebody
God.
Else.
You got to overcommit
yeah.
the scene.
If that don't work, you find somebody else in another state or something, bro.
God damn.
You ain't going with that, John? You ain't with that?
I'm going to fly on the wall
bro,
with this
one. You need to be taking notes, bro.
Facts.
Y'all are killing me.
D-Boy said, hey, fuck y'all playing. Me, they said, fuck playing catch. When I throw that bitch, I'm catching it. Fuck you talking about?
I'm saying, bro.
10 niggas said, throw that nigga out of the bus. Especially if you know that the
kid. Especially.
It's easier. It's easier.
Because exactly. You know personal stuff. And so I'm saying you can be like, hey, this dude was calling.
Exactly. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say, bro.
This dude was calling so-and-so babe. This dude was saying this about you. This dude was doing this and this. She want to be with him? You sure you want to talk to him? You know? And if she's still saying, yeah, that's when you just, all right, pull your drawer down, snap, send it to her. And if that don't work, that always work. But if it don't work, you just got to act like nothing happened, bro.
Facts. Nothing happened, bro. And then the reason why you got to do it, especially if you know the person, is because just off GP, even without you saying anything, that person should be able to read your mind and know that you like her. And he should have messed with her. So if he messed with her anyway, he should have been able to read your mind. So he read your mind and knew that you liked her and still did it. So now you definitely got to throw him under the bus.
We telepathic now.
You're supposed to be. You're supposed to already know. You know what I'm saying?
Intuition.
And at the end of the day, all this resulted in personality and looks. You feel me?
Hey, that's cut, that John. We didn't put you on a lot of game tonight, bro. I hope you remember some of this stuff, bro.
We out here giving advice and shit.
I know that time done already hit, so I'm saying, y'all got any closing things to say, man?
You know what I'm saying? Once again, that poor soul muscle shit. Back. That poor soul muscle back. Like, y'all, at this point, y'all already know the drill, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just spam her up in y'all prayers. You know what I'm saying? Keep her in y'all prayers. Just pray for her pussy, man. It's just so dry. We just trying to, you know what I'm saying?
You know what happened really to the last about time, the movie, bro?
Because of you. That was you.
All right. AMG out.